quick tip to reduce your risk of suicide by reducing stress and adding valuable time for such vital activities as eating, sleeping, and attending personal hygiene. Don't do your homework.
This is Zenith by Tipsy, and we heard some zippity-doo-dahs. Okay, I guess that's what Stephen Foster ended up with at the end of his life. Zippity-doo-dah. Yes, sir, Bob. You know, the funny thing is about Stephen Foster, I don't know if you know about this, I think it was Ira Gershwin or George Gershwin, one of those guys, they actually had a photograph of Stephen Foster on their piano when they were writing music, just to keep them motivated not to get ripped off. That's right. All right. So much for your zippity-doo-dah day. And hopefully we are not going to see some horrible snowstorm. I don't think we will. We always dodge the bullet. You know us. Right? Yeah. Because you want to get out tonight. Come to Zombo Gallery from 6 to 9 o'clock because where's my Huffy? This one is going to be one of my favorite art shows. Giant robot paintings and everything is so darn cool. Jason Wolfslayer's artwork, you don't want to miss it. 6 to 9 tonight, Zombo Gallery, 4900 Hatfield Street in Lauryville. All right, Neat Pete, zippity-doo-dah, Bobby Socks and the Blue Jeans. That was a hit in 63. My goodness. Could you imagine somebody releasing that now? Like the Taylor Swift or whoever these people are, or the Melanie Brittany something. Yeah, the her or whatever. Whatever. Who cares? Doesn't matter. No. Why am I even wasting my time? Zemo by Jim Taylor and the Yellow Jackets. The Diamonds. Doing Zip Zip. And I love John Barry, the guy who actually went on to do Goldfinger and all the other stuff. Doing Zip Zip. Zelda's Theme by Perez Prado, Zebra by Les Baxter, Zebra in the Kitchen, The Standells, Danny Zella. There's a song that'll drive a hatchet and give you a lobotomy. Yeah, Zebra by Danny Zella. So how you guys doing? You all right? 412-621-WRCT is that telephone number if you have a song that begins with the letter Z. Okay? Because it's the Z Show, end of the line Z's. And also, if you have a request for next week, I'm going to be picking 4 artists. The first 2 hours of my show, each half-hour segment is going to be devoted to the artist of your choice. Well, it'll be my choice. You kind of give me the choices, and I'll choose. So last year, I did the Clovers and Link Ray and Screamin' Jay. So if it's, you know, anything like that, I'm cool. And then I start at noon o'clock with Massive Music Weekend. And I think the fall starts that off. And that's for Girly Girl. She loves the fall. And then I'll be taking a break and then doing the Cramps. You gotta do the Cramps. The Cramps will be at noon next Friday. Man, this song's hypnotizing me. Man, here's one hypnotizing song. I'm all hypnotized. All right. You know, I need something to stop my hypnotism. And this is a great, I love this song. This is the Zero Gravity Stomp I'm going to be playing by Like and the Cosmonauts in just a few moments. But it is 11 o'clock. You're listening to Zombo on WRCT Pittsburgh 88.3. I got a good start today, man. I just kicked right in your brain right off the bat. It's the Z Shows will do it. When I run out of Z's, I will be playing my favorite songs. And I have a couple requests, and I'll play some requests if they just happen to be my favorite songs. Dickie Bird is requesting 60 Minute Man. You gotta love the guy for trying. So that probably will be in my, if I get through all the Z's, because I got Zulus and Zombies to get through. I could do a whole show on zombies. And you know, Pittsburgh is a zombie town, USA, man. You gotta love it.
Also, this is crazy. So, this is when Snowmageddon hit. This show was the morning of Snowmageddon, which was February the 5th of 2010. I remember I had an art show that night and at Zombo Gallery, because the show's 13 years old. You listen to Zombo's Deep Archive. and playing shows from 13 years ago. And this show just happened to be during Snowmageddon. So there was the beginning of Snowmageddon. And that was the 5th of February, 2010. Oh, that's crazy. And Winding Down the Z's, the whole alphabet show. For pretty much the half of the year, 26 weeks, I was playing all songs that began with certain letters. And now we're on Z. So this is kind of a fun show. So we've got me saying, oh, yeah, there's not going to be no snowstorm. And there was freaking Snowmageddon. Oh, well. So let's dig back in and find out what other fascinating predictions I had that day. Right here on your brain, WRCT.
Doing Zip Zip. Zelda's Theme by Perez Prado, Zebra by Les Baxter, Zebra in the Kitchen, The Standells, Danny Zella. There's a song that'll drive a hatchet and give you a lobotomy. Yeah, Zebra by Danny Zella. So how you guys doing? You all right? 412-621-WRCT is that telephone number if you have a song that begins with the letter Z. Okay, because it's the Z show, end of the line Z's. And also, if you have a request for next week, I'm going to be picking four artists. The first 2 hours of my show, each half-hour segment is going to be devoted to the artist of your choice. Well, it'll be my choice. You kind of give me the choices, and I'll choose. So last year, I did the Clovers and Link Ray and Screamin' Jay. So it's, you know, anything like that. I'm cool. And then I started at noon o'clock with Massive Music Weekend. And I think the fall starts that off. And that's for Girly Girl. She loves the fall. And then I'll be taking a break and then doing the Cramps. You gotta do the Cramps. The Cramps will be at noon next Friday. Man, this song's hypnotizing me. Man, here's one hypnotizing song. I'm all hypnotized. All right. You know, I need something to stop my hypnotism. And this is a great, I love this song. This is the Zero Gravity Stomp I'm going to be playing by Laika and the Cosmonauts in just a few moments. But it is 11 o'clock. You're listening to Zombo on WRCT Pittsburgh 88.3. I got a good start today, man. I just kicked right in your brain right off the bat. It's the Z shows will do it. When I run out of Z's, I will be playing my favorite songs. And I have a couple requests, and I'll play some requests if they just happen to be my favorite songs. Dickie Bird is requesting 60 Minute Man. You gotta love the guy for trying. So that probably will be in my, if I get through all the Z's, because I got Zulus and Zombies to get through. I could do a whole show on Zombies. And you know, Pittsburgh is Zombie Town USA, man. You gotta love it. You don't gotta love it, but you know, it really makes life a lot easier if you do love it. Because if you don't love it, it's an uphill climb. Not a pleasant uphill climb. I don't know of any uphill climbs that are pleasant. Let me think now. No, there are not. Without any further ado, which sounds like a hillbilly wedding, do you take this woman? Adieu. Here is Gravity, Zero Gravity Stamp, like in the Cosmonauts.
Stars in the sky, I hear the queen of the aliens trying to get me to sleep. Hang on. hardest part of mental illness is that you don't understand yourself. My friends stopped coming. I went through a divorce. I felt like there was nowhere I could turn. Then I read a story in the newspaper about NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. It's not...
This DJ sucks. He's pressing the wrong buttons all the time. And he ruined Zigzag, which is a request for Rockin' Pete. Sorry about that. But then again, you know, my apologies do not mean anything because they're completely insincere. RCT. We'll be right back.
time. Não vou misturar cachaça e café só pra te agradar. Assim me sinto bem, não devo a ninguém. Meu instinto não falha. Nega, baixa essa saia, ai, ai, ai. Gente assim se atrapalha. Eu já quase morri de fome, mas eu hoje estou bem.
You're not going to hear the full 4-minute version of Ziggy Stardust by Moog Cooker because most of you have ADD, no job, no life, and you have a short attention span. Oh my gosh, I forgot. Ray at Uniforms USA. You know, here's something you don't hear every day. Here's something you don't hear, and rightfully so. You remember that crazy swing thing that was real big way back when? All the kids get all dressed up and they dance that crazy dance and they jump all over the place like idiots. Remember that? You don't remember that? Believe me, I made a ton of money off the swing DJ thing. You know, I did not have a zoot suit. But, oh man, this isn't as cool as I thought it would be. Ladies and gentlemen, probably for the first time ever, and most of this band, if you would like to see where if you'd like to see the Cherry Poppin' Daddies, they are working at Subway. So please, they are Cherry Poppin' sandwich artists now. Ladies and gentlemen, you know it, you love it, you hate it. It's the Rock Me Amadeus of the 90s, Zoot Suit Riot.
Yeah. about ready to sing it.
There we go. This is Zoot Suit by Zoot Money. And we heard by an avalanche of requests. I mean, we got Rip Van Winkles out there wanting Zoot Suit Riot by the Cherry Poppin' Daddies. You know what? If you really like that record so much, you can pick it up used for about a nickel. There's about 17,000 in Paul's alone. We heard the Moog Cookbook doing Ziggy Stardust. Sweet George from the Life Aquatic soundtrack doing Ziggy Stardust. Zigzag by the Wailers. By request, Rockin' Feet given a Zigzag by the Ramrods. The Dog-Faced Hermans doing Zigzag Wanderer, the original version, Captain Beefheart. The Ramones did 00 UFO. X-Girl, Zero Gravity Stomp, Lycan the Cosmonauts, and Zenith by Tipsy. And we haven't even got to the Zulus or the Zombies yet. So, I'm here till 3 o'clock. If I can make all Z's till 3 o'clock, then that's what happens. It's that simple. Well, I'll tell you. I'll tell you. This is a good time for this. Good time oldies. This is... the Press Fire. They're pretty good. One song is nice. A whole record of the stuff make you want to jump off a cliff. All right. Well, let me tell you about Compulsive Eaters Anonymous. Now, first off, let me get to the... before I even get to this PSA... there wouldn't be all this problem with weight if sizes were what they were. They should never come out with 3X, 4X, 5X. It should be too much high fructose size, blob size. I'm a big pig size. Believe me, people will lose weight if they have to come into a store and say, yeah, what size would you like? I'd like the I'm a fat pig size. They would not buy clothes. See, there you go. And then you get the extra skinny, the size zero. You know, then you mark that close size anorexic bulimic. They will not go in the store saying, yes, I'd like a dress in size anorexic bulimic, please. It's all like that. And finally, they should not make exercise clothes in 4X and 5X because those people are not planning on exercising in their future. So let me tell you about Compulsive Eaters Anonymous. It's a local nonprofit organization that offers year-round help to anyone in our community. CEA, as they're known to their buddies, is a free 12-step self-help group for anyone who has problems with food. Yep. Weight, eating, being too fat, too thin. See, there's the whole thing again. If it was in people's face every time they wanted to buy clothes, you'd find a few more people that were just right in the right area, you know? And then, you know, medium is, you know, what size do I wear? I wear size extra medium. That's what I wear. So wait, eating, being too fat, too thin, or other food-related issues like splashing. There's something you don't hear every day. Go Google that. There's a laugh riot. CEA, as they're known to their buddies, has meetings throughout the Pittsburgh area as well as phone meetings nationwide. For more information, please call 412-225-1664 or point your browser, bing, to CEAHOWPA.org. Compulsive Eaters, it's not just for breakfast anymore. It's simple, it's free, and it works. All right, how about, this is good. You all right? You guys hanging in there? All right, this is the Press Fire. This is the one good song from the new Slits disc. The rest of it? Yeah. What can I tell you? They haven't released an album in 20 years. Something tells me these gals weren't writing songs for 20 years, I'll tell you that. The Center for Cultural Exchange is looking for families to host high school students from foreign countries. Like me. I can hang out at your joint. Sure, man. You can have me. Hell yeah. What you got in your fridge? But these CCIs, man, these are the kids. These students are fully insured. Not like me. They bring spending money. You know, I ain't got no dough for that. And they're looking to an active family life. Me? That's a different story. CCI is designated by the U.S. Department of State and dedicated to promoting cultural understanding and academic development and world peace. Ratsa rak. But please, get involved. For more information, CCI programs, 888-679-0044, or go to cciexchange.org. Finally, here's a really cool thing. I love this record. This is The Sound of Wonder. And actually, I was surprised I reviewed this. It's all Pakistani pop music from movies. And I was surprised when I reviewed it, the station said, you know, this Zombo's onto something. And it actually is on their website. So if you go to their website, you'll see the various artists, The Sound of Wonder. So we're going to keep going with the Z Show. Why not, right? What else do I want to tell you? Oh, this box here tells you all about all the fantastic shows. Ladies and gentlemen, have you had it up to here with the man? Haven't we all? Well, me too. Listen to Anti-Establishment Music with Sean Watson, my buddy, on A Minute Pause. Tuesdays, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. right here on this here Red Radio station. Radio. And all things together, we give this to you. Listen to better music. Consolidation. I always like his promos. It's like 3 cents. 8 to 10 in the evening. So that would be p.m. on the FM. WRCT 88.3. Ready for more Z's? You ready? Oh, you're ready. I have a special guest in the studio today. Actually, I think he is a spy sent over from the station just to make sure I play my bin cuts, my PSAs, and I don't get too carried away on the radio. Well, how about this? We're going to do a song called Zephyr Code by Duane Eddy. Two of the probably the most crummy first names anybody can have, and Duane Eddy had them both. Isn't this cool? All right, here we go. In your brain. And if you want to give a Z call, a song that begins with the letter Z, 412-621. WRCT is the telephone number, 412-621. WRCT, if your phone has letters instead of numbers on the dots. That's what you do. And don't forget, happening at the Zombo Gallery tonight, 6 to 9 o'clock. Where's my Huffy? Jason Wolfslayer's astounding art show. You going to be there?
Sure.
Ah, groovy. Giant paintings of giant robots and hipster devils and all kinds of really super and bicycles. It's really cool. It's really cool. Scout's Honor. And the price is right. Freezeville. There is the song. Sounds like every other Duane Eddy song, really. But let's dig it. Thank you. Special requests. Yes, Zorba by the Greek, Herb Albert, and the Tijuana Brass goes out to Pete. Not Rockin' Pete, there's a different Pete. I got two Petes listening. I think it's a record. No, it's not a record. But dig it. I would like to say, don't forget, Unstilled is debuting tonight. Dave English and his friends. Fantastic artists. Go on Facebook and look for Unstilled. It's really cool. It's a gigantic art show inside this, I think it's inside this house or something. Don't miss it. It is tonight. But for those guys and all their hard work, Zombie the Greek is coming up next. This little interlude is just nice to talk over. And if you want to know the weather report, listen to another station. man, we are playing that one again! Zombie the Greek! In your brain, your dead brain!
Caressed by the tide. Suddenly, a decayed hand rises up and blood-drenched jaws move to bite her. The living dead walk again. Zombies. They are decaying. They are missing from their graves. They live and hunger for your flesh. There is no place you can hide. Zombie, you are.
Yes, Pittsburgh, Zombie Town, USA. This whole next block of stuff is zombie music. Going out to Rockin' Pete and George. It's both their 66,000th birthday. They are among the undead. Zombies!
Zombie Jamboree took place in a New York cemetery. Zombie Jamboree took place in Long Island Cemetery. Zombie from all parts of the island. Some of them are great Californian. Since the season was carnival, they got together in Bacchanal and they're singing
back to back, belly to belly. I don't give a damn what the thunder are ready. Back to back, belly to belly at a zombie jamboree.
I hear the chorus
back to back, belly to belly. I don't give a damn what the thunder are ready. Back to back, belly to belly at a zombie jamboree.
One female zombie won't behave. She says she want me for a slave. In one hand she holding a quart of wine. The other hand she point that you'll be mine. Believe me, folks, yes, I had to run. The husband of a zombie ain't no fun. I say, oh no, my turtle dove. An old bag of bones I cannot love. Now what you crying?
Back to back, belly to belly. I don't give a damn, cause I done dead already. Back to back, belly to belly. And the zombie jamboree.
You will see. After you kiss this dead zombie, I never seen such horror in all my life. Can you imagine me with a zombie wife? And what she singing?
Back to back, belly to belly. I don't give a damn, cause I done that already. Back to back, belly to belly. It's a zombie jamboree.
I hear the chorus.
Back to back, belly to belly. I don't give a damn, cause I done that already. Back to back, belly to belly. It's a zombie jamboree.
Crazy-ass show here tonight on Zombo's Deep Archive, playing shows from 13 years ago. This show just happened to be like a double duty thing. First off, it was the day of Snowmageddon. Snowmageddon, which we got, what, 10 feet of snow? Ridiculous amount. Shut the city down for 2 weeks. I believe we ended up getting, it was like 6 feet of snow. It was nuts. But I also had an art show that night. And I remember the guy there was like, "Why isn't anybody coming?" And we just saw the snow piling up and piling up. He says, "I better go home." And then the next thing you know, old Jed's a millionaire. So, and it's also the Z show. So it's the last of the alphabet show that I actually started, my gosh, like 30 weeks ago. So been along for a ride a bit. We're finally through all of the alphabet. Find out what happens. I don't know if Massive Music Weekend happened that following weekend. I don't know how long the station was shut down. I think the next show I have on tap is from the 12th. So must have been back in the studio by then. All right, so let's dig another segment, a final segment of Zombo's Deep Archive, playing radio shows from 13 years ago. And today, quite momentous. Snowmageddon hit that night, and I finished the Z's. Coincidence? Perhaps.